I said, how many is thankful to be in Truth Camp this year? Yes. I, for one, am sure thankful that we have a godly camp that we can come to and bring our young people and come, and even as older people, come and be refreshed, renewed, refilled, have our vision renewed as well. Just a place to come where we can draw closer one with another, and not only one another, but the Lord. Amen. I'm thankful to be here tonight. I know we don't have much time, so I'm going to get right in to the message. Thankful for the board and for the vision of Brother Goodwin, for this camp and all those that make it possible. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew chapter 22. So thankful for the ministry that has already been up here this week and every message that has went forth. We do not need to take it lightly when the Lord speaks to us by His Spirit, because if you believe the right way, you believe when a man of God stands behind a pulpit, it's God speaking through that man. And that's how it must be, and we must openly accept that and know that is speaking for us. If you, Matthew chapter 22, if you could do me a favor and just say amen when you get there. Amen. The Bible says, and Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son, and he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed. All things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went by their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard therefore, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then said he to the servants, the wedding is ready. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid them to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. Do you know tonight that God is going to have a people? I said, in this world that we live in, God will have a group of young people. God will have a generation. He will always have someone that's available. Amen. It says in verse number 12, and he said unto them, friend, verse number 11. And when the king came to see the guest, he saw there was a man which had not on a wedding garment. He said unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to his servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. 14 says, for many are called, but few are chosen. Pray with me and for me. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this evening. God, I thank you for every individual that's in your house. God, I thank you for young men and young women and adults and the ministry that are present. God, I pray this week, that you would just burn in our hearts. What you would have us to do and how close you would have us to be. God, I pray there would not be one in this tabernacle tonight that would be able to leave this campground not knowing you, not experiencing you, not having a personal relationship with you. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that you would anoint me for just a couple of moments to preach your word and just have your way in the altar service. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You may be seated. As I said earlier, so thankful for this opportunity and all that's been done so far. Amen. Praise the Lord. If I could just have a couple of moments here. I know it's late already. I want to just preach on your invitation does not guarantee your reservation. I said, your invitation does not guarantee your reservation. Amen. The Bible gives us an account here of a king, and one thing about this story, this parable here, it's all written in red, and you should know this evening that is God, that is Jesus Christ himself speaking directly. Any time in the Word of God where it's written in red, they were the exact words of Jesus. And the Bible says the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Amen. I'm so thankful for youth camps. I've been going to them most of my life. I'm thankful that there are ministers that will get up and preach behind the pulpit what God has placed on them to preach. I'm thankful there are those that are willing to pray for 6 months or a whole year. I know many of you have prayed for this youth camp. I'm thankful for all those things. But do you know tonight that not only all of those things are important, but it's our reaction and how we come in and how we respond and how we are when we come to the house of the Lord. The Bible says here that the king, he had created a wedding for his son, and he had prepared everything that was needed. And let me tell you, friend, that just because you've been invited to the camp, or let me say it like this, just because you might have been come to church your whole life, and you know about the Lord, and you've heard Bible stories, and maybe you've heard different things, just because all those things, that does not guarantee your acceptance into heaven. I said, just because you have knowledge, and just because you've came to a lot of camps, and just because your dad's a preacher, and just because you are part of a youth group, all of those things do not guarantee your reservation at the marriage supper of the Lamb. I said, it requires a personal relationship with you and with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are here tonight and the blood of Jesus has not washed away your sins, there is no way that you'll make it to that marriage supper. I said the only way to make it to the supper of the Lamb is if Jesus Christ himself lives in your heart. I said the only way is if Jesus Christ has taken away your sins. Do you know what? We live in a generation of young people that think just because this and just because that. In fact, I had a boy tell me, I got saved when I was young. I don't have to live the life. I'm going to heaven. And you know there are many people that believe that. But friend, if you don't have an up-to-date relationship with Jesus, if you didn't get up this morning and you didn't pray, if you don't keep a Bible reading life, if you don't fast and keep your spiritual life maintained, just like as the ministry has already preached, your reservation spot at the marriage supper is not guaranteed. I said, just because you have been invited, just because the Lord has bid you to come, just because you've come to an altar, does not guarantee your reservation. The Bible says that the king, he had made everything possible. He had already prepared the supper, and he had made everything ready. And the Bible says he sent forth his servant, and they came, and he sent forth, and he said, call those that were bidden to the wedding that they would come. For now, the wedding is ready. Do you know what? That there have been countless hours taken to prepare for this truth camp. I said many people have spent countless hours to prepare just for the 7 or 8 or 9 services that we have here. I said a lot of prayers have been prayed. A lot of things have been done. But none of that is important if you yourself will not open your heart unto the Lord. When the Spirit speaks, when the man of God preaches, when you feel the knocking on your heart's door and you know Jesus is tugging at your life, none of that is important if you don't respond. The Bible says that he bid them to come. He told them to come. He said, hey, the wedding, the marriage supper is ready. Come. Now is the time. And we find that the people that were invited, the very people that the king himself had invited, they rejected the king's command. You know you can come to Truth Camp and sit under a mighty move of God all week long and still leave the same way you came. Do you know people do it all the time? They'll go to church service and they'll reject the Lord. They'll reject the moving of His Spirit. They'll reject the knocking on their heart's door. But friend, the Bible says that His Spirit will not always strive with man. We see that those that were invited would not come. Do you know that it's a terrible thing to feel ignored? How many would say amen to that? Have you ever felt ignored before? You ever felt like somebody has ignored you? Let me tell you something. God the Father, he has feelings as well. Do you know it's a terrible thing to feel ignored? And when you come to church and he knocks on your door and he deals with you and he pleads with you and you reject him and you say, I'm not coming, and you say, I'm not going to do it, it's a terrible feeling to be ignored. The Bible says that the king himself, he got angry that they would not come. And he said, you know what? I'm going to give them another opportunity. Now I'm going to hurry. I know we don't have much time. And he said, he sent forth his servants one more time. And he told the invited guests, he said, come, I've already made it ready. Aren't you thankful for the grace of God? Aren't you thankful for the grace of God? He said, the first time he said, come, for it's now ready. But the second time he said, tell him that I've already killed the fatted calf. My oxen have been prepared. Come, for all things are ready. Do you know that's what the Lord is saying tonight? Do you know the Lord is saying, come? The book of Revelation says in 22:17, it says, and the spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. That is what the Lord is saying this week. Come unto him. Come and take of the water of life freely. But we see that these invited guests, they did not come. But instead, the word of God says they made light of it. They went their own ways, one to his farm and another to his merchandise. And friend, let me tell you something. You can only reject him so long, and then he'll move on to somebody else. I said, when the Lord deals with you, you need to take heed of that. You must understand tonight that your invitation, just because you're here, just because you've got all dressed up, just because of all these things, doesn't guarantee your arrival at the destination. The Bible says that the king got mad. And he said unto him, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. He said, I gave him an opportunity to come, and I gave him another opportunity to come. But they that were invited, those that were bidden, would not come. Let me tell you something. It would be a tragedy this week for you to come and to hear all the beautiful messages and feel the Spirit of God as he tugs your heart and to reject him. I said, that would be a tragedy, but I know tonight that it's your desire to enter in and to allow God to do something in your life. The Bible says that they would not come, so he told his servants, he said, go out into the highways and gather together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. Just like I said a moment ago, the Lord is always going to have the people. And just because you've been invited, that doesn't guarantee your reservation. And I said, just because you've reserved a spot at the marriage supper, that doesn't guarantee your acceptance. Why not? Because we see here, it says, so the servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend, how camest thou in thither, not having on a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then he said the king to the servant, bind him in hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Let me tell you, just because you've been invited, and just because you have a reservation, that doesn't guarantee your acceptance. I said, that doesn't guarantee your acceptance. You must be prepared. The Bible says that Jesus is coming as a thief in the night. How many would agree and say, Jesus is coming? Let me tell you, friend, if you know that Jesus is coming, you better be prepared, because he's coming in an hour that you and I, we know not of. We don't even know the time frame. All we are given is a season. We don't know exactly when he's coming, but we must know that he's coming. And just because we've been invited, and just because we might have reserved a seat, that does not mean we'll be accepted. We must be prepared. Stand with me. I said, we must be prepared. I said, the servants were invited and they rejected to come. So he goes out and he gets those that are willing to come. But still, they did not fit his criteria. I said, just because you've been invited and you've been reserved your spot, that does not guarantee your acceptance. But do you know what a wedding garment represents? That represents that you are prepared. That represents that you are looking and you are waiting, that you're watching and you're ready at any moment for the wedding to happen. Do you know the wedding's about to take place? It won't be long, and Jesus Christ himself will ascend from heaven with a shout, and we will, those which are alive and remain, will go to meet him in the air. I wanted to tell you, I don't have long, and I'm the preachers, the ministers, if I could have the musicians to come, excuse me, to come. I don't think my wife is here, but anybody can come. That's fine. We're just about to pray. I wanted to tell you something, that you must have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We live in a generation where everything's been given to them, and nobody wants to work for anything, even in the natural. Nobody wants to prepare. Nobody wants to put effort into. But if you're going to be a Christian tonight, you're going to have to put effort into it. You're going to have to pray when you don't feel like praying. You're going to have to read your Bible when you don't feel like reading your Bible. When the Holy Ghost tells you to do something, you're going to have to do it. When you feel the knocking of the Holy Ghost, when you feel the bidding of Jesus Christ, you must respond. Remember tonight that it's nothing worse than being ignored. Don't ignore the Lord. Don't ignore. You ever went to someone's house and you seen their car in the driveway? You see the dog out and you go to the door and you knock. You know somebody's in the house. And you knock. And you hear somebody in the house, but nobody will ever come to the door. And you knock again, and you knock. Do you know, all of a sudden, after a little while, you start feeling funny, and you think, I know they're home, but yet they will not answer the door. Do you know it's been that way in a lot of your lives this week? You've came to these services. You've heard the word of God. You've felt the tugging of the Lord, and he's knocked, and you've heard, but yet you have not reacted to the moving of the Holy Ghost. Don't be that way tonight. But when he speaks to you, respond, because friend, he's coming soon. We must be ready. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 3, verse number 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come unto him and will sup with him, and he with me. If anybody's wondering where Jesus is tonight, check your door. I said, if anybody is wondering where Jesus is, the book of Revelation declares that he's standing at your heart's door even right now. And he's knocking and he's saying, if you will, I prepared a way for you. You know what? That king was telling those guests that were invited, come on. Yet when they rejected him, he said, hey, everything's prepared. Do you know that's what he does for us? He lays out a buffet before us. He sets it up and he says, come and dine. And many of times we reject, but even tonight, he's saying, once again, come and die, friend. When he speaks, you must react and know that he's coming soon. Pray, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this time. God, I thank you for these young people. I pray not one would leave this house tonight, with a personal relationship with you. God, I pray that you would burden someone's heart tonight, that you would deal with someone's heart tonight. Those that are here and say, I don't need salvation. Those that are lukewarm in their soul. Maybe someone that has backslid tonight. God, I pray that you would draw them. God, let us be aware that we must be ready for you're coming soon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all find us a place to pray. Everyone come around the front. This will be the altar call, and then after that we'll have prayer meeting and have church. Just remember tonight, just because you've been invited, it doesn't guarantee your reservation. And just because you've made a reservation, it doesn't guarantee your acceptance. But you must be ready. You must be ready.